Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
Buckle up, hold on tight, we got it for you, here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my boyfriend hates the word no. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a flight attendant and my schedule is very demanding because I do international flights. I'm in town a few days and I'm gone for a few days. My boyfriend hates that his goodies aren't there for him daily. He calls it goodies and you call it cookie. Anyway, I need him to realize that there's more to life than his goodies. He hates the word no, so when I am not in the mood, he pouts. It causes a whole shift in our relationship. He uses it as an excuse to second-guess my commitment to him so I may never get an engagement ring. We're both 29, and we've been together for a little over 4 years and just moved in together. I know I can do better, but I'm trying to hold on because I love this man from his head to his toes, and I can't see myself growing old with anyone else. I'm very religious as well, and he's not. He'll go to church with me, and he's even gone to Bible study when I'm in town. Excuse me, but I shouldn't have to force him to go. A lot of small things I ask him to do, he gives me pushback on them. I've taught him all about etiquette, and now he's able to pick out nice restaurants for us. And when I tell you that we're compatible everywhere except the bedroom, I'm so serious. That brings me to why I really tell him no when he wants my goodies. His goody-goody isn't all of that, and I have to be in the mood to put on a show for him, if you know what I mean. I make up excuses a lot, and he's on to me. I consider an oral hookup just as valuable as giving the goodies up, but he doesn't think so. He wants everything, and he wants it often. He really hates when I tell him no, so how can I enhance the experience for myself so I can say yes more? Can bad sex get better over time? Well, it could be a teachable moment sometimes. But listen, you got to tell him what the problem is. You have to tell him that, or you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life if you stay with this guy. But I say before you do all that, you really need to decide if this is what you want. I know you said you love him from his head to his toes and all of that. You've been with him for over 4 years. You haven't gotten marriage, no proposal, and now you guys are living together. You have to force him to go to church with you. You get pushback when you ask him to do little things for you, and he pouts when he can't get what he wants. That's not compatibility, as you say. That's selfishness, okay? I've read this entire letter, and I'm still trying to figure out what you are getting out of this because he picks nice restaurants? Come on now. All I see is bad sex and bad attitude if you don't give him his way. And what you do isn't good enough for him. You also said that you know you can do better. You said that in this letter. Well, guess what? I think you can too. So you know what they say, if you know better, do better. So I think you need to do better. Don't be stuck on stupid with this guy. It's time for you to start getting what you want. You're 29. You have plenty of time, you know, plenty of time to get a good relationship. You don't have to be stuck here. Steve?
Wow. My boyfriend hates the word no is the subject, but he won't give you a reason to say yes. Let the church say amen.
Amen, Steve.
Amen again. Again, we will approach this letter. My boyfriend hates the word no, in parentheses, but he won't give you a reason to say yes. Lord, 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 here we are. And you're an international flight attendant. That's going to come back into play. International flight attendant. That means you have an interesting life. You're international. He local. You're in and out of town. You an international flight attendant. International. He local.
Yeah.
You in and out of town. He right there all the time.
All the time.
You see what's happening here. My boyfriend hates that his goodies aren't there for him daily. He calls it goodies, and you call it the cookie. Anyway, I need him to realize that there's more to life than his cookies. Well, that's going to be a hard sell, see, because you got a problem. He hates the word no, and when I'm not in the mood, he pouts. Now, this pouting is going to be a problem. I'm telling you that right now. Just sticking your lips out and pouting because you can't get your way. That's a serious sign. And you say it causes a whole shift in our relationship. And I got news for you. And it always will. He uses it as an excuse to second guess my commitment to him so I may never get an engagement ring. No, that's called guilt. He is using the most useless emotion to get what he wants. He's making you feel guilty because he's trying to manipulate you into what you want. And somebody told me one time that guilt is the most useless emotion. It only serves the purpose of a person trying to apply it. It does you no good to feel guilty. You don't feel good about it. It doesn't motivate you. Nothing. It's just guilt. And he's laying it on you in heaps and doses because he want what he want. Now he got you thinking you ain't gonna get no engagement ring. I got news for you. You might not need one. The truth will come out when we come back.
All right, hold on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. My boyfriend hates the word no is a strawberry letter subject for today. We'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, my boyfriend hates the word no.
Yeah, your boyfriend hates the word no, but he ain't giving you a reason to say yes. That's the whole thing of this letter. You're a flight attendant. That means you're international. You do international flights. He local. You go on a lot, he always there. Your boyfriend hates that you're not there with the cookie all the time. So now when you do come home, he wants it. Now you're trying to convince him that cookies and sex is not the most important things in life, that there's more to it, but it's going to be a hard sell because that's what he wants. And when he don't get it, he pouts. And it causes a shift in your relationship, and it always will. Now here's the key to this letter. He uses it as an excuse to second guess my commitment to him so I may never get an engagement ring. So, and the reason I'm saying so is because of the information afterward. But he's applying guilt to you to make you feel guilty so he can manipulate you into getting what he wants. Now, y'all both 29. You've been together for a little over 4 years, and you just moved in together. All this is critical information. You just moved in together. I know I can do better. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. I know I can do better. See, that's because you're international. You meeting men all over the world. People on your flight hitting on you, talking to you. Pilots want to get at you. You know, you out of town. Everybody out the country want to get at you. You land locally at Hartsfield, they want to get at you. You land at LaGuardia, they want at you. You get in Florida airport, they want to holler at you. You know what I'm saying? You at LAX, they up on you. And you dealing with the cookie monster back in the house, just sitting there, just want cookie. Want cookie. Oh, doggone it. But I'm trying to hold on because I love this man from his head to his toes, and I can't see myself growing old with anyone else. I'm confused. I'm really confused because you can do better, but you love him to his head to toe. You can't see yourself growing old with anybody else. But then right after this, you say, I'm very religious as well, and he's not. So let's talk about how religious you are. He'll go to church with me, and he's even going to Bible study while I'm in town, but I shouldn't have to force him to go. Well, you do if he's not religious. That's what you have to do. And then a lot of small things I ask him to do, he gives me pushback on them. And this is the man you can't live without. You can't see spend the rest of your life. He don't go to church. Little stuff, he give you pushback. Now, you ready for this? I've taught him all the etiquette and how he's able to pick out nice restaurants for us. When I tell him that we're compatible everywhere except the bedroom, when I tell you that we're compatible everywhere except the bedroom, I'm so serious. See, you done told us y'all compatible everywhere but the bedroom, but you ain't brought it up to him because you don't want to hurt him. That brings me to why I really tell him no. When he wants my goodies, his goodie ain't that good at all. And I have to be in the mood to put on the show for him, if you know what I mean. Now, listen to this. I make up excuses a lot, and he's on to me. I consider an oral hookup just as valuable as giving the goodies up, but he does not think so. Okay, so let's get this together. You're very religious.
Check.
You moved in with the man without being married. Mm-hmm. Y'all been living together. Mm-hmm. You fake orgasms. Mm-hmm. You want to do half sexual acts and consider it the whole sexual act. Okay, so let me get this right. Y'all, you real religious, but you live together. You fake orgasms. You want to do half acts and consider them whole acts, but he don't like that. And now he can't produce no results in the bedroom. His goodies ain't good at all. So that's what, and now you real religious. Thank you for making note that I want to go to your church. And so anyway, he wants everything and he wants it often. But he ain't giving you nothing. And he wants you to take nothing all the time. But you said you can do better. What is it you love about him till his head to his toe? You just ain't got used to him. And he can't even do nothing. His goodies ain't even good. So now your boyfriend hate to say no, but he don't want to give you a reason to say yes. So how can I enhance the experience for myself so I can say yes more? Can bad sex get better over time? How can you enhance the experience for yourself? It's going to have to be with somebody else.
Right.
And then here go the bad news. Can bad sex get better over time? I ain't never seen it.
No.
I ain't never seen it. It's bad sex. It stay bad sex. You just have to reduce and lower your expectations. And how much fun is that going to be? You ever had something and you go, well, I could have had a V8. I wouldn't have had this one. I would have rather had a popsicle.
Waste of time.
Ooh, Lord. And you just wasted fineness.
Yeah, she's settling.
You just cute and ain't got nothing to go with it.
All right,
good
Steve,
Lord.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.